fewer persons have heard about Lord Chaitanya.
相对来说呢，很少有人知道主 Chaitanya。
So how do we know that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
我们怎么知道呢？主 Chaitanya 就是自尊心的神首。
In our tradition, we understand through three authorities.
那么呢，按照我们的传统，我们一般是通过这个三个权威那里去了解这一点的。
Guru,
Sadhu,
and Shastra.
以及 Shastra.
Guru referring to the unbroken chain of spiritual masters coming from Krishna.
那么 Guru 呢，指的是来自于主 Krishna 那里的从未间断过的师徒传系。
Sadhus refer to the very advanced practitioners of the process of Krishna consciousness.
那么Sadhu呢，指的是这个那些非常精进的这个修炼 Krishna 之觉的人士。
And Shastra refers to the revealed scripture, the words that have been spoken by Krishna or words spoken about Krishna by his pure devotees.
那么Shastra 呢，指的是启示的经典。那么这些启示的经典呢，要么是主 Krishna 亲自所说的话语，要么是呢他的纯粹的奉献者说的有关 Krishna 的事迹。
So what we find is that in many places in the Vedic literatures, Lord Chaitanya's coming to this world is foretold.
那么呢，我们这个找到在很多委托的经典里面呢，这个有关主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 降临呢，被预言过。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago, but his coming was foretold thousands of years prior to this.
那么呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是500年以前来到这个世界上的，但是呢，他的显现呢，在几千年以前就预言过。
And in one of the oldest Vedic literatures, the Svetasvatara Upanishad.
那么呢，这一部非常古老的韦陀经典里面。
Svetasvatara.
Upanishad.
It said, the personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
在宇宙故事里面，他讲到的Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这个自尊心的神首
is brilliantly effulgent and imperishable like molten gold.
他的这个非常的光灿，就像熔金一样的肤色。
He is the supreme controller.
他便是至尊的控制者。
He controls the mode of goodness.
他控制着善良形态。
And through Sankirtan, he bestows spiritual intelligence on the living beings.
通过 Sankirtan, 他就将这个智慧这个赐予生物体。
In the guise of a sannyasi,He is the source of spiritual purity and of liberation.
那么呢，他假扮成一个 sannyas, 却是这个解脱的赐予者，灵性解脱的赐予者。
He is therefore known as Mahaprabhu.
因此呢，他被称作为 Mahaprabhu,
the great master,
伟大的主人，伟大的师父。
So this shastric extraction was actually given thousands of years ago.
那么呢，这部这个 Shastra 里面所描述的，其实呢是在这个上千年以前的事情。
Long, long before Lord Chaitanya ever appeared.
那么呢，在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这个显现很长很长时间以前。
And there are many, many quotations like this.
那么呢，类似这样的这个引述有很多很多。
So this is the first qualification that the Supreme Lord's coming should have been foretold very, very long before he ever actually appears.
那么呢，这个有关至尊主的第一个这个资格就是什么呢？他应该在经典里面很久很久以前就曾经有预言过。
The second is that he should have very special bodily markings.
第二个要点就是什么呢？他应该有很多特殊的这个身体上面的标记。
For example, we know that Krishna, he had special bodily markings on the palms of his hands and also the soles of his feet.
那么举例来说呢，这个主 Krishna 呢，便在他的手掌以及他的脚掌上面呢，有很多特殊的这个标记。
Markings like the conch shell, the disc, the lotus.
比如说呢，像这个神蝶呀、海螺啊，以及莲花啊，这些这个标记。
And when Krishna, when he walked on the soft sand or dust of Vrindavan, he would make impressions. As wherefore we speak of lotus feet.He made these impressions and these markings that were on the bottom of his feet, they were impressed upon the ground.
那么呢，当主 Krishna 的莲花足，在文达文的土地上，这个行走的时候呢，他的莲花足所经过的地方呢，会留下这个足印。
Really?Lord Chaitanya also had these markings on the bottom of his feet.
那么呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在他的足上面呢，也有类似的这样的这个这个印记标记。
The third thing is that Krishna or his incarnations, they perform an activity that no ordinary human being could perform.
那么第三个要点就是什么呢？Krishna 或者是他的化身呢，来到这个世界上呢，会从事很多的这个逍遥时光啊，这些逍遥时光呢是任何其他人是无法展示的一些逍遥时光。
So one has to conform to these three qualifications, otherwise it's not possible for one to call himself the supreme person.
所以一个人呢，除非他符合上面讲的这三个条件，不然的话呢，他便不配称作为至尊性的神手。
Foretold in scripture, special bodily markings, and also the ability to perform pastimes that no one else can perform.
也就是说呢，首先应该在经典里面有预言，再一个呢，有不同的身体上面的这个标记，其次呢就是。他能够从事一些非常人所能够从事的逍遥时光。
So Lord Chaitanya, right from the beginning, in the period from his birth till 5 years old, this is called his Balya Lila, or this period of time from 1 to 5.
那么呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，从他诞生一直到5岁的时候呢，这个便被称作为Balya Lila。
One of the first things that was noticed by his parents was that, like young children, when they're just learning to walk, they'll often kind of grab onto something and hold themselves up.
就好像普通的父母呢，知道的，当小孩呢，这个学走路的时候啊，他有一种本能呢，就是会抓住某种物体站起来的这么一种。
So once when Lord Chaitanya, he had just kind of somehow stood up and he was supporting himself by kind of holding on or leaning against the wall.
那么呢，有一次呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的他这个尝试着自己站了起来，支撑着这个自己的身体啊，就通过什么呢？通过仰靠在墙壁上面支撑着自己的身体。
When he began to walk,
当他开始行走的时候。
He impressed upon the floor of their house these impressions of the conch shell and the lotus, the disc and the club.
那么呢，当他在尽管他是一个小孩啊，当他在家里行走的时候呢，那么他脚上的那些标记啊，便印在这个他家里的地板上，就像那哪些标记的，比如说呢。这个 海螺啊神笛啊莲花等等这些标记。
So when his parents, they saw these impressions, they were struck with wonder.
当他的父母看到这个地上留下的这些标记的时候呢，他的父母呢便这个惊讶，便疑惑了。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, Jagannath Mishra, he immediately thought that their deity, because one of the deities they worshipped in the house was a Shalagram Shila, in the form of a stone. They thought that this Shalagram Shila had somehow or another personified and had made these impressions.
那么呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的父亲呢 ，Jagannath Mishra 哈，当他看到地上留下的这些印记之后啊，他就想，肯定是他自己家里所崇拜的这个 Shalagram Shila， 也就是我们说的菊石啊。可能变成了一种什么样的形象，那么留在这个地上的这些标记。
At the time, young baby Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sleeping, and Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra they were conversing like this, and then all of a sudden he woke up.
那么呢，这个当时呢。Jagannath Mishra 呢正和自己的妻子 Sachi 在那里这样交流着，那么呢Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 躺在母亲的怀里正在睡那么突然之间呢就醒了
He began crying
那么他便开始哭了起来
And Sachi Mata took him and put him on her lap and she began to breastfeed him
那么呢 Sachi Mata 呢就把这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 抱起来抱在怀里便开始给他喂奶
And then as she was breastfeeding him, she saw that on the soles of his feet were these different there's different symbols.
那么呢当 Sachi Mata 给这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在喂奶的时候呢他就发现呢自己孩子的这个脚板有各种各样的这些标记。
And when they saw these, then they were quite amazed, first of all.
那么呢，当他们看到这些标记之后呢，首先他们感到非常的震惊
And then they called the father-in-law.
那么呢，他接着呢就将这个他们的岳父唤来。
Of Sachimata, his name was Nilambar Chakravarti.
也就是Nilambar Chakravarti.
And he was known as a very, very great astrologer.
那么呢，他是当地的最为著名的一个星象学家。
So they, Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra told him about this.
那么呢 ，Sachi Mata 和 Jagannath Mishra 呢，就将家里发生的这个事儿向他这个诉说了一遍。
And then he confirmed that through his astrological calculations, that Lord Chaitanya. Was a very special personality.
那么呢，通过他这个星象的这个计算呢，尼兰巴查克拉巴蒂的就证实了Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的是一个非常特别的人物。
And in fact, he had already seen all of this through his astrological calculations, and he had written this down.
实际上呢，通过他的这个星象学方面的计算呢，他已经将这一切写了下来。
That according to astrology, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he possessed the 32 auspicious attributes of a great personality.
那么呢，通过这个星象的计算呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他拥有了这个32项一个伟大的人物所拥有的这个品性。
And part of that was to have these special markings.On the bottom of his feet.
那么这些品性其中之一呢，就是这样的人物拥有特殊的身体上面的某些标记。
Like Krishna on the soles of his feet and on the palms of his hands.
就像主 Krishna 呢，在他的这个脚板，这个脚趾上面以及他的手掌心上面，往往都有这些特殊的标记一样。
And he also foretold that this personality, he will.Be able to deliver all the three worlds by preaching the path of Vaishnavism.
而且呢，啊，他也看到了这个人物啊，可以通过传啊传播这个啊这个歪啊奉献者的这个哲学呢，啊，拯救三个世界。
And then they called for a big name giving ceremony.
接着呢，他们就啊安排了一个很大的这个取名的仪式。起名的意思，要给他起个名字。
And in the beginning, they said that his name would be Vishvambar.
那么呢，一开始呢，啊，他们说呢，应该给这个孩子取名叫 Vishvambar 的。
One who is able to maintain and protect the entire world.
也就是呢，意思就是什么呢？一个能够维系并且保护整个世界的那么一个人。
So right from the beginning, almost, they saw that he had these special bodily markings and.
也就是说呢，从铁达尔玛布啊诞生一开始，啊，他们就看到了他的这个身体上面的很特别的一些部分。
Shortly thereafter, like young children often do, he was once crawling in the courtyard of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi.
那么呢，之后很短的时间里面又出现了一些事儿，啊，就好像什么呢？就好像一个小孩啊。这个普通小孩一样，那么呢，杰达尔玛布的便在贾格纳米什拉的这个院子里面呢，这个爬行着。
And he had these bells.
那么呢，身上呢，他有一些这个铃。
At least these are transcendental ringtones.
起码呢，这是一些超人的这个铃声。
At least they can somehow remind us of Krishna.
起码他可以提醒我们有关 Krishna.
So when he was crawling in the courtyard,
那么当他在啊院子里面这样爬的时候
，all of a sudden out of nowhere came this huge big black snake.
那么呢，突然之间呢，就来了一条很大的那个黑蛇
，and.Like a you know, curious child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he crawled up to the snake.
那么呢，就像一个很好奇的小孩子一样，那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就像那条黑蛇啊爬去。
And he grabbed onto it.
那么并且爬在这条蛇的身上。
And then the snake coiled itself around him.
那么呢，这条蛇呢啊就将身体啊把 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢盘了起来。
And then Lord Chaitanya decided to take rest.
那么呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就决定呢，啊，要休息一会儿。
Lying on the snake.
那么他就躺在那条蛇上。
And then, although Jagannath Mishra and Sachi and others, they were so alarmed when they saw this, they thought that this snake had encoiled itself around Lord Chaitanya and it would crush him.
那么呢，当然了，Sachi Mata 和到 Jagannath Mishra 的。看到这种情景以后，他们非常担心这条蛇肯定会把自己的孩子啊这个压碎。
Actually, nothing happened.
但实际上呢，啥事也没有。
After a short time, after Lord Chaitanya rested, then the snake uncoiled and just slid it away.
那么呢，在杰达尔玛布休息了一会以后呢，啊，这条蛇呢又松开了，啊，他说松开了，又慢慢的溜走了。
So, this is like the snake which we the many hooded snake Seishanaga.
那么这条蛇呢被称作为啊 Seishanaga， 它有很多的头。
And we see that Lord Mahavishnu also is lying on that snake.
那么呢，我们也看到了这个主马哈维什努啊，他会躺在啊这条蛇的身上。
So in a similar way, because Lord Chaitanya is non-different from Krishna, he is Krishna. It's kind of a reenactment of that pastime.
所以同样道理呢，这个杰达尔玛布啊，他和 Krishna 是没有分别的，所以就好像呢，啊，他在重演这一出戏一样。
Now one day,
那么有一天
，a Brahmana appeared at the home of Jagannath Mishra.
啊，有一个 Brahmana 呢。来到了 Jagna Mishra 的家里。
And he had been visiting various places of pilgrimage, and Jagannath Mishra invited him to be a guest.
那么呢，这个 Brahmana 呢，这个访问了很多的圣地，那么 Jagna Mishra 呢，也将他邀请到他自己的家里。
This Brahmana, he had a custom that he would prepare a certain offering of foodstuff, and he would offer it to Lord Krishna.
那么呢，这个 Brahmana 呢，有个习惯啊，他会亲自的这个准备很多的食物，并且把准备好的食物呢供奉给 Krishna。
So Jagannath Mishra supplied this Brahman with all the ingredients.
那么呢 ，Jagannath Mishra 呢就将所有的原材料啊提供给了这个 Brahmana。
And he prepared this offering.
那么呢，这个 Brahmana 便开始准备所有的这些啊贡品。
And he was just making the offering. He had set this offering before Lord Vishnu, and he was mentally beginning to offer.
那么呢，啊，他就啊。把所有的这些贡品刚刚准备好，那么在心意里面就准备供奉的。
And suddenly, baby Nimai appeared on the scene, and he began to eat the offering.
那么呢，突然之间呢，啊，这个尼麦还是个婴儿啊，婴儿的啊，作为婴儿的尼麦呢，就出现在现场，便开始将所有的贡品吃了起来。
And the Brahmana, he considered the offering was spoiled.
那么看到啊、这样的情景呢，这个 Brahmana 就认为啊、他的所有的这些贡品呢都被搞坏了。
Because he thought Nimai was just a baby and the ordinary child, and therefore he contaminated the offering.
啊、因为他认为呢，这个 Nimai 仅仅是个婴儿，啊、所以他这个污染了我所有的贡品。
Then on the request of Jagannath Mishra, he again prepared the offering.
接着呢，啊、在 Jagannath Mishra 的这个邀请之下的啊，他又开始准备这些贡品。
And again, he was making the offering.
那么呢，他又在开始准备供奉。
And for a second time, Nimai came again and started to eat the offering.
那么呢，第二次，这个Nimai呢又出现在现场，又开始吃起了所有的这些贡品。
And he was so upset.
那么呢，这个Brahma就非常的懊恼。
So Jagannath Mishra then he actually locked Nimai in his room.
接着呢，这个 Jagannath Mishra 呢，啊，就把尼麦呢锁在他的房间里头。
And he assured the Brahmana,
并且呢，向这个 Brahmana 保证
，No one will disturb you,
再也不会有人给你打扰你。
So for the third time, this Brahmana prepared the offering, and it was very late at night.
那么第三次，这个 Brahmana 呢，啊，又准备了贡品，已经到了深夜了。
And as he was offering in meditation, again Nimai came.
那么正当他的在冥想当中啊，将做好的食物供奉的时候呢，尼麦又出现了在现场。
He began to eat the offering.
那尼麦又开始吃了所有的这些贡品。
And now the Brahmana, he was very, very frustrated.
那么这个 Brahmana 呢，非常非常的沮丧。
He was thinking, why is it that Lord Vishnu will not accept my offering?
那么他就在想啊。这个为什么主 Vishnu 啊不接受我的贡品呢
？And he was lamenting like anything.
他就这个悲伤之极呀、啊，悲叹之极。
Then Nimai explained to him.
接着呢，尼麦呢啊便将一切向他做了解释。
He said that formerly I was the son of Nanda Maharaj.
他说的之前啊我是 Nanda Maharaj 的儿子。
And once you became a guest in the house of Nanda Maharaj,
曾经有一次的啊，这个是 Nanda Maharaj 家的客人。
And at that time, I disturbed you in the very same way.
那么呢，在那一次的啊，我以同样的方式的啊，这个啊，就是搅扰了你。
And he said, "Because I am pleased with your devotion, therefore, I am eating the food that you have prepared for me."
因为我对你的奉献呢，奉爱之心呢，非常的满意，所以呢，我便会吃你做的饭菜。
The Brahmana then understood that Nimai was actually Krishna.
那么，这个 Brahmana 呢，就明白了，其实这个 Nimai 啊，就是 Krishna.
And he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love for Krishna.
因此呢，他便立刻充满了对 Krishna 的超人的爱。
But after disclosing his identity to the Brahman, Nimai said, "You should not disclose this to anyone else."
那么呢，在 这个向这个 Brahmana 揭示了自己的身份之后呢，啊，这个 Chaitanya 就告诉这个 Brahmana 千万不能把这个秘密啊透露给别人。
Once in his childhood, Nimai, like Krishna, and he was ornamented with many gold type of jewelry.
那么呢，当他还是个小孩的时候，这个 Nimai 的就是像 Krishna 一样，啊，身上总是穿戴着很多的金银珠宝。
Gold bangles, gold armlets,
比如说呢
necklace,
那金的这个脚镯，啊，还有手镯以及项链的。
And so, in wearing all of this, as a child, he was walking quite freely here and there.
那么呢，就像普通的小孩一样，啊，他总是的到处啊去玩，到处走。
And so once when he was playing outside of his house,
那么呢，有一天呢，当他在自己家里外面玩的时候
，two thieves they happened to pass by and they saw that this boy, nobody around, had all these golden. Ornaments, they thought, we'll kidnap him and we'll kill him and steal the ornaments.
那么呢，有一天，正好呢，啊，有两个盗贼啊经过，那么呢，他就看到啊，有一个小孩在那里，那么身上的啊穿戴着这个金银珠宝，而且旁边没有人，所以呢，他们就起了歹心，想要呢把这个小孩的这个拐走。找个地方呢把他杀了抢掉这些金银珠宝
So they enticed him with sweets
所以呢他们就用甜品呢引诱他
Then they snatched him and put him on his shoulders and they quickly ran away from that place
那么立刻呢把他抓住这个扛到肩上就跑了
And they ran towards a forest They wanted to go to a solitary place No one would see them so they would killthis young boy, and they would steal the ornaments.
并且呢，这个跑到了这个树林里头，比较隐蔽的地方，这样的话呢，没有人能够看到他，他就可以偷了。
But as they ran in the direction,
但是呢，正当这个盗贼往那个方向跑的时候
，the Lord bewildered them with His illusory energy.
那么呢，主呢，运用他的这个虚幻的能量蒙蔽了他。
Although they thought they were running in the direction of the forest, what happened is that this went in a circle and they ended up right in the same place that they started, right in front of the house of Jagannath Mishra.
那么尽管呢，这个盗贼认为呢，他是在向这个森林里面跑，但是其实呢，他是围绕着他家的房子转，又跑到了他家的门口。
And they saw that all of the family members, they were looking around for Nimai.
那么呢，这个盗贼就看到的这个小孩的所有的家庭成员呢，都在寻找这个小孩。
Being afraid of being detected, they quickly put him down. They ran away.
那么呢，由于担心呢这个被发现，这两个窃贼呢就立刻把这个小孩放了下来。
Then he was returned to his mother, and she was then free of anxiety.
那么这个杰德妈妈就回到了自己母亲的身边，她的母亲。也如释重负地松了一口气。
So now we're going to discuss some pastimes that took place in the Kaishora period. That's from 10 to 15.
那么呢，现在呢，我们可以谈一谈这个杰特拉玛布在凯舒拉这个阶段，也就是十到十五岁的期间的一些逍遥时光。
So Lord Chaitanya, at this period, he was known as a great scholar. He was known as Nimai Pundit now, a scholar, Nimai Pundit.
那么这段时间呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常有学识，他被称作为 Nimai Pundit.
And he had many students.
那么呢，他有很多的学生。
And once he was sitting on the bank of the Ganges with his many students.
那么有一次呢，他和很多的学生呢。坐在这个恒河的岸边
And they were discussing various literary topics
那么呢他们在讨论各种文学作品
And then another great pundit appeared His name was Keshava Kashmiri
那么呢接着呢便来了另外一个伟大的这个学者他的名字呢叫做Keshava Bharati
No, Keshava Kashmiri
Keshava Kashmiri
Now, Keshava Kashmiri was very famous because he had defeated so many other pundits. He was like the Maha Pundit, you can say, one of the biggest pundits.
那么呢 Keshava Kashmiri 呢他是如此一个伟大的学者，他击败了很多其他的学者，所以呢换句话说他是一个 Maha Pundit.
He was so famous by this time that when any other scholars saw him, they ran in fear of being defeated by him.
那么呢这个 Keshava Kashmiri 是如此一个著名的这个学者啊，以至于任何其他的学者，这个一碰到他的就赶紧要逃之夭夭，不愿意被他这个击败。
And they left Nimai Pandit there.
那么呢，接着就啊，唯有什么呢？唯有 Nimai Pandit 独自一个人在那边
，thinking that well, if he would debate with this Keshava Kashmiri, then.They could actually see just how great a pundit Keshava Kashmiri was. If Nimai Pandit was to debate with Keshava Kashmiri, then all those other scholars who were hiding themselves could understand just how great Keshava Kashmiri was.
那么呢，这所有那些躲在边上的那个啊那些学者啊，就在那里看，想呢，啊，如果这个啊。Keshava Kashmiri 啊，能够将 Nimai Pandit 击败的话的，那么这就表明呢，这个 Keshava Kashmiri 啊是一个非常了不起的这个啊学者。
And they were thinking like this. They said if they thought if Keshava Kashmiri is defeated, or excuse me, if Nimai Pandit's defeated, then we will still have another chance to debate with this Keshava Kashmiri.
哈。那么呢接着他们又想啊即便是这个 Nimai Pandit if Nimai Pandit was defeated
no,
by
if Nimai Pandit yeah if Nimai Pandit is defeated these other scholars would still have the opportunity to debate with this Keshava Kashmiri
躲在旁边的那些学者就在想啊即便是 Nimai Pandit 被击败了那么我们还有机会的啊去击败 Keshava Kashmiri
Sometimes the ringtones make you dance also.
You saw the, ah, this ring, 电话铃声呢，会让你跳舞。
That's why you should have Hare Krishna mantra on it.
因此呢，你应该啊，将 Hare Krishna mantra 作为你的铃声。
So when you hear the ringtone, you can start to dance also.
这样的话呢，你听到了铃声，你也可以跳舞。
Chanting and dancing.
唱诵起舞。
But actually better to turn off the cell phone or put it on silent mode when we're in a class.
但实际上呢在上课的时候最好的啊把电话关掉或者是呢这个设置在震动啊这个形式当中。
Then they thought,
接着他们想
on the other hand,
啊另外一方面
if Nimai Pandit comes out victorious,
如果 Nimai Pandit 取胜的话
we will become more glorified because,A mere boy of Navadweep has been able to defeat this champion scholar who's famous all over India.
啊，那么如果你们班底能够将这个啊学者击败的话呢，啊，那么我们 Navadweep 的所有的学者们呢就会非常有脸面，因为什么呢？啊，因为仅仅是一个小孩就能够把这个打遍印度无敌手的这个伟大的学者击败。
So when Keshava Kashmir appeared on the scene, he offered prayers to the Mother Ganges.
那么呢 ，Keshava Kashmiri 呢就出现在啊现场。那么呢，他就供奉了很多祷文给恒河女神。
And Lord Chaitanya received him with very great respect, actually.
那么呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常尊敬地迎接了他。
However, because Keshava Kashmiri was very proud.He responded in a very condescending way, talking down to Lord Chaitanya.
那么呢，但是呢，因为 Keshava Kashmiri 呢是非常的骄傲啊，所以呢，他有点瞧不起这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He said, "I understand that you are a teacher of beginners grammar."
那么呢，他说到的，我知道呢，啊，你是一个教初学这个语法的人。
And many people speak highly of your ability.
那么呢，人们呢 这个非常这个啊赞赏你的能力。
And they say that your students are very expert in the jugglery of grammar.
那么呢，你的学生呢非常擅长于这个语法的这个啊这个组织。
So because this was actually an arrangement that was being made by the Lord to teach this scholar, to humble him.
实际上呢，这一切啊都是安排啊，是为了这个教育这个学者，使他的变得谦卑一些。
He tolerated this insult.
因此呢，他就容忍着这个学者的侮辱。
He said, yes, actually, I am a teacher of grammar, but I don't really know the subject very well. Maybe you can teach me.
那么呢，他说到了啊，是的啊，我仅仅是一个教初学者的这个啊语法的人，我其实对你的这个啊一些主题啊并不十分的了解，希望你来教我。
He said, I would like to have you show your expertise by composing some poetry in glorification of the Ganges.
那么希望你呢啊能够这个通过做一首荣耀这个恒河的这个诗篇呢。来展示一下你的才华。
And being very puffed up by Lord Chaitanya's praise, he immediately started to compose many verses. He composed 100 verses within an hour.
那么呢，这个在受到主简单的嘛赞扬之后啊 ，Keshava Kashmini 呢非常的啊骄傲。那么呢，啊他便一下子做出了100首诗。来赞扬这个恒河，一个小时之内做了100首诗。
He was reciting these verses, composing them, very complex Sanskrit verses. He was composing them and he was speaking them just like the wind, one after another.
那么就像风一样，一首接一首，啊，他就做出了这些梵文诗句啊，来赞扬这个恒河女神。
So Lord Chaitanya then praised him. He said, "You are such." He said, "My dear sir, there is no greater." Poet than you in all the three worlds.
那么且当然便开始荣耀他，他说我亲爱的先生，在三个世界之内啊，都找不到像你这样伟大的这个诗人。
He said your poetry is so difficult to understand that no one can understand it except you and the goddess of learning Saraswati.
啊，他说这个你的诗句啊是如此难以理解，啊，除了你和到啊学问女神之外的，没人能够了解。
However, if you would kindly explain the meaning of one verse, then we shall be very happy to hear it from your mouth.
However,
if you can explain one verse for us, we'll be very happy to hear that explanation from your mouth.
那么，然后呢，如果你能够解释一下其中一个诗的意思的话呢，啊，我们就会非常高兴的，啊，从你的嘴里的听到。这个你是多么的啊！这个擅长作诗啊，擅长解释。
And so he asked which verse out of the 100.
那么呢，这个 Keshava Kashmini 就问到的，你希望我来解释啊，这一百首诗当中哪一首
？So from memory, Lord Chaitanya repeated one of the verses.
那么呢，他就凭着自己的记忆啊，杰达拉玛布就重复了。
So although he spoke these 100 verses like the wind, Lord Chaitanya heard and memorized all of them.
那么尽管啊，这个 Keshava Kashmini 像风一样的啊，这个吟诵了所有100首诗啊，而且他们不一下子全把他们给记住了。
And then he was able to recite that one verse.
那么呢啊，他就可以这个把他所记的那首诗读了出来。
And he repeated it exactly as Keshava Kashmiri had spoken it.
他的重复呢和 Keshava Kashmiri 所讲的是一模一样的。
And the verse that he recalled was the glory of Mother Ganga always shines forth brilliantly.
那么就说的恒河母亲的荣耀啊这个总是辉煌的闪耀。
Because of having emanated from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, she is most fortunate.
因为她是从主 Vishnu 的这个莲花足上流演出来的，所以呢，她非常的这个有幸。
Indeed, she is a second goddess of fortune.
实际上呢，她是第二个幸运女神。
And thus, she is always worshipped by both demigods and human beings.
因此呢，她总是受到半神人以及人类的崇拜。
Being endowed with all good qualities,
因为她拥有所有好的品格。
The Ganga flourishes upon the head of Lord Shiva.
那么呢，这个 Ganga 恒河呢，就流到了主希瓦的头上。
So after reciting this verse,Lord Chaitanya asked Keshava Kashmiri to explain its meaning.
那么呢，在他这个读完了这首诗以后啊，杰特拉玛布就请求 Keshava Kashmiri 的解释一下这首诗的意义。
And the pundit, he was bewildered. He said, "I spoke 100 verses just like the wind. How is it possible that you could possibly memorize this verse and repeat it exactly the way I spoke it?"
那么呢，这个学者的就疑惑，那么呢，他想到啊，我像风一样迅速地吟诵了这一百首诗，你怎么能够一下子记住其中的一首，并且一字不落的这个重复地说了出来
？So Lord Chaitanya replied, he said, "By the grace of Lord, someone may become a great poet."
那么呢，杰达摩回答到了，在某个人的这个仁慈之下呢。也许的你可以成为一个伟大的诗人。
And by his grace also one may become a great shutidar, or one who can immediately memorize anything.
那么呢，也在同一个人之下的一个人呢也有可能成为 shutidar, 也就是说呢他能够立刻记住某种东西。
So being satisfied, Keshava Kashmiri began to explain the meaning of the verse.
那么呢这个听到这样的回答哈Keshava Kashmiri 非常的满意他便开始解释这个诗这一节诗。
But the Lord then asked him, "Can you please explain the special qualities and the faults of the verse?"
那么这个主就要求这个 The Lord requests Keshava Kashmiri to
explain.
那么主就请求 Keshava Kashmiri 的解释一下的这个诗中的这个错误
But then Keshava Kashmiri, he replied, he said, "There's not even a tinge of fault."
接着呢 ，Keshava Kashmiri 就说到的，在我的这个诗句里面呢，根本就没有一点错。
Rather, it only has good qualities.
实际上呢，相反呢，他所拥有的只是好的品格。
But Lord Chaitanya insisted.
但是呢，杰达摩坚持说道。
He said, "Please don't become angry at what I say."
请你不要就我所说的变得恼火。
But he said, "If we carefully scrutinize the verse, we'll find both good and bad qualities."
如果你很仔细的去研究一下你的这个诗句的话呢，你就发现呢，既有好的也有坏的这个品格这个不对的地方。
Therefore, I request you to explain the faults in this verse.
因此呢，我请求你来解释一下。在你这首诗当中的不对的地方
Keshava Kashmiri, because there's a big drama is going on here with this exchange. Keshava Kashmiri, he says, "What do you know? You're a beginner in the study and teaching of grammar. What do you know?"
那么呢，这个 Keshava Kashmiri 呢，他心中想到啊，你懂个什么东西？你仅仅是教一个初习者这个语法的人，你怎么知道我诗中有错啊？他这样想。
But Lord Chaitanya took a humble position.
但是呢，杰达摩呢，这个非常谦卑的处在谦卑的位置上面。
And he says, "Because I'm not on your level, I really need to hear from you. I need to understand from you."
杰达摩说呢，因为我不和你不在一个层面，我的确想听你解释一下。
Because I've studied the art of literary embellishments.
因为我这个学习过这个文学上面的这个这些东西
And I can review this verse and I can find faults as well as good qualities.
那因此呢，我便能够找到了你这个诗中的对的地方以及好的地方。
So after hearing this,
那么呢，听到这个杰达摩这样说之后。
He told Lord Chaitanya, "Okay, then, fine. then you tell me about the qualities and faults that you have found in my verse.
那么呢 Keshwar Kashmini 就说好没问题，那么你就说一说你在我这个诗中 所找到的不对的地方。
Anyway, to make a long story short, Lord Chaitanya then, he explained there are five faults and there are five embellishments, literary ornaments, you can say.
那么呢，接着主解道论部呢，啊，就列出了其中五项错误，不对的地方。
And anyway, after Keshava Kashmir heard this explanation,
那么呢，在 Keshava Kashmir 听到这样的解释之后，
Shri Shri Goni Tai Ki Jai. After Keshava Kashmir heard this explanation,
那么呢 ，Keshava Kashmir 听到了这样的解释之后
，he was bewildered.
他就感到疑惑了，困惑了。
Because Lord Chaitanya explained this in such a comprehensive way.
因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，是以如此复杂的这个方法呢，跟他解释他的错误的。
That the Keshava Kashmir was speechless.
使得 Keshava Kashmir 呢哑口无言。
And he thought to himself, why or how would the goddess Saraswati allow this young boy to defeat me.
那么他就想，这个玄武女神为什么要让这个年轻的孩子，啊，将我击败？
He said, "Tonight I shall offer prayers to Goddess Saraswati, and ask her to reveal the real purpose of this."
那么呢，今晚我一定要向玄武女神呢供奉祷文，祈求她呢回答我的这个问题。
So actually, what happened here was that Mother Saraswati actually induced the champion, this Keshava Kashmiri, to compose this verse in a faulty manner, and then she had covered his intelligence.
实际上呢，这个玄武女神呢，这个就其实引诱这个学者哈 Keshava Kashmiri 呢，做这个诗，并且呢，迷惑他的智慧，使得他犯了这样的错误。
And when Keshava Kashmiri had been defeated, Nimai Pandit's disciples began to laugh and laugh and laugh.
那么呢，当 Keshava Kashmiri 被击败之后呢，这个 Nimai Pandit 的这个门徒们呢，便开始笑啊笑啊笑。
And then that night, Keshava Kashmiri, he worshipped Mother Saraswati.
那么那天晚上呢，这个 Keshava Kashmiri 呢，便崇拜了这个 Saraswati, 玄武女神 Saraswati.
And then, in a dream, Keshava Kashmiri saw the mother Saraswati, goddess Saraswati.
那么在梦中，他就见到了这个玄武女神 Saraswati.
And she informed him of Lord Chaitanya's actual position.
那么呢，玄武女神呢，就将且达那玛布真实的身份呢，告诉了这个告诉了他，告诉了 Keshava Kashmiri。
And so, therefore, understanding Lord Chaitanya's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the next morning Keshava Kashmiri surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
那么呢，第二天，因为他已经了解了这个且达那玛布真实的身份呢 ，Keshava Kashmiri 呢就皈依了这个且达那玛布。
And in return, Lord Chaitanya, he bestowed his causes mercy upon him by cutting all his attachments to material bondage.
那么呢，接着通过的将这个学者所有物质的衣服都斩掉。那么且达那玛布就以这种方式回报了这个 Keshava Kashmiri.
And therefore, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, Keshava Kashmiri gave up this business of, you know, debating and winning these so-called professional championships, and he ultimately became a pure Vaishnava.
那么呢，在主且达那玛布仁慈之下呢，这个 Keshava Kashmiri 呢就放弃了他自以为是的这个到处去挑战的这么一种这个学者的这种生涯，接着呢就成了一个伟大的奉献者。
So we will end here for tonight.
那今晚呢，我们就讲到这儿。
And we'll, I think, we'll chant for the pleasure of the deities.
那我们为了神像的快乐，我们可以唱一唱。